Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking with Steve Zambo from Salty Earth Pictures, based in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, a Christian movie and media ministry that provides not only feature films, but video and other things to help support churches and groups in the area. And we are looking forward to this visit today. Welcome, Steve.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. It's always great to be with you.
Steve, I know Salty Earth Pictures has been in existence for a number of years. Maybe if you could just share with our listeners a little bit about Salty Earth, how it began, and the ministry that you guys undertake in putting together Christ-centered media for the area and for around the world.
Well, thanks. In 2003, a group of my wife and I and a group of Christians decided, hey, we just can't complain that media is not going the right direction. I think today we can do something about it. I think the Lord made it clear through the availability of distribution channels and then also the price of shooting quality equipment, shooting quality movies coming down, that it was definitely possibly, it was possible to do it. So in 2003, Salty Earth Pictures was formed. We've been blessed over the years to do a number of projects. Movie Critters, a puppet style Muppet movie, was our first. And then we did Journey to Paradise, our first live action movie. And then Mr. Scrooge to See You, The Return, The Open Door. And then The Author, Star, and The Keeper. And now what would be sort of the rest of the story of The Author, Star, and The Keeper, Stand in the Gap, is coming out. So we've been very blessed. The movies have had wide distribution. We've also been able to do some documentaries and some other programming. We do videos for churches and organizations who are looking for professional videos, but also we've been blessed with a 30,000 square foot studio in Fort Atkinson, not far from our good friends over at the Fireside Theater, and that's allowed us to do tours and moving a day experiences for youth groups and all different kinds of things. So it's just been a tremendous blessing, and we're very excited about what this next the possible reach of this next movie. Over the years, we've been able to, of course, we always start out and then, God willing, increase in our abilities. So I definitely think we've seen a wonderful increase in our production values. We've been able to attract people like Bruce Marciano to our projects, and also Daniel Truitt, who was Rolf in the original movie. The Sound of Music is in this latest movie, and we're hoping to grow from here as we move next year into a movie called One by One, where we're hoping to start shooting sometime in 2023. If any listeners are interested, to go to saltyearthpictures.org in our studio store.
Steve, more and more people are using their media in different ways now, maybe not even going to the movie theater or buying DVDs or CDs, downloading films on Amazon and other platforms. How can they get this film to enjoy it and view it at home or share with a friend?
That is a very good question, because this is sort of a challenge. We're calling this a pre-release for Stand in the Gap. We're going to definitely have DVDs, Blu-rays. There's even, since the music was all original, there's a CD available, and those will all be available from saltyearthpictures.org. Now, because it's a Christmas movie and it's done fairly close to Christmas, its worldwide distribution probably won't come till next year, and that's when you may see it on some broader platforms. And I mean, not may, but you will see it on broader platforms. You know, the Vudu's, Hulu's, Amazon's, all of that type thing. However, Salty Earth Pictures also does have its own streaming platform. If you go to our website, there will be a link that you can order it and download it from our own platform also. And that's sort of a pre-release this year before it hits, hopefully, the worldwide market next year. Making Christmas movies is a challenge. In one way, it's wonderful because they're new every year. But the bad thing is they sort of have a three-month cycle. So in order for Stand in the Gap to have been released worldwide this year, we would have probably had to have it edited in April, and we just finished shooting it then. So that's why it's going to take a while for it to get out further than our distribution.
We are talking today with Steve Zambo from Salty Earth Pictures, based in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. And our partnership has continued on for many years, with me being in radio and having a chance to just see what Salty Earth Pictures is all about and what they do. It's been an honor and privilege for my wife, Jeannie, and I to be a part of supporting Salty Earth Pictures and promoting the things that they do and are working on. And so it's a real privilege to not only partner with you and your ministry, but to share with our listeners some of the neat things that are going on with Salty Earth Pictures and the new film, Stand in the Gap.
Well, you have a wonderful scene coming up in this movie. Appreciate you and In Spirit Radio so much. And hopefully, I'm hoping that you and I can work out some kind of Christmas promo here where we can give your viewers a chance to get the movie through you also.
Steve Zambo from Salty Earth Pictures joining us today on In Spirit Radio. Stand in the Gap is the newest feature film put together by the Ministry of Salty Earth Pictures based in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. Steve, all the best to you for the holiday season, the premiere of the movie, and we look forward to catching up with you again sometime real soon.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on.